GBC's Volta Regional FM station, Volta Star Radio, is just about 4 months from marking its 19th milestone as the corporation celebrates 80 years of existence. How has the journey been for Volta Star Radio? Here is a special report by Kwame Senyo.
The Volta region's share of the GBC FM station came about as a result of a collaboration between the GBC and the non-formal education division of the Ministry of Education. The name Volta Star Radio was proposed by one Madam Stella Ajokuka of Obankwe, now deceased, and approved by the advisory board of the infant radio station. It was officially commissioned by the then President of the Republic, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, on Saturday 16th November 1996. As expected of a regional radio station, which was to serve to a large extent the rural farmer and fisher folk, as well as traders and the working class, its role of dissemination of news and information, as well as education and entertainment, includes airing programs on agriculture, health education, civic education, environmental issues, and of course, entertainment. In less than a year after its establishment, Volta Star was confronted with a multitude of problems. Its transmitter station, which was situated at Amajopa, the highest point of human habitation in Ghana, was struck by lightning. When after several months, the transmitter problem was fixed, then came the problem of the then Ghana Telecom Link, which was serving as the bridge between the transmitter station at Amajopa and the main studios in Ho. Another challenge which raised its ugly head and destabilized smooth transmission is the regular and long-lasting power outages at Amajopa due to technical challenges faced by the ECG. Indeed, those were very traumatic times for management of Volta Star Radio. Ralph Afonyu is the immediate past regional director of the GBC.
It was a hell of a challenge, and sometimes I shudder to think that sometimes it's not been very easy to bring out all that you have to solve a particular problem, and then at the end of it, your top management really sometimes do not really understand or appreciate what you do.
In spite of those untold hardships, Volta Star Radio continues to win the hearts of its listeners due to its highly educative, informative, and entertaining programs. Some of the highly patronized programs are the Hot Morning Shows in English of Entry, the radio drama codenamed Nunya Adidwe, El Apelegbe, a program on the valuable cultural and traditional norms of Eva land, and Atenwia, a popular Eva quiz program.
Elizabeth.
It must also be emphasized that in recent months, by courtesy of the Tuesday morning shows in Eva, Volta Star Radio has kept the whole municipal authorities on their toes as far as sanitation issues were concerned.
The program on Volta Star concerning sanitation in the municipality is one of the best programs that I can testify to. And I want to use this opportunity also to thank Volta Star very much for implementing this program.
That was the whole Municipal Environmental Health Officer, Samuel Hansen Gale. In fact, many informed listeners and media commentators have attested to the fact that Volta Star Radio programs are always presented with a deep sense of maturity. It is therefore hoped that given the necessary logistics and technical support in terms of staff motivation and the needed equipment, Volta Star Radio could do more and prove its worth as the star of the Volta.
When you are down, you say you don't need to frown.